Oh, that's another beer. That's the fake in the back garden again.
Lovely.
My word.
Ah, yes, the swimming pool, ordered like that. Drinks and everything, just like Hollywood it is.
Aye, it is. It's just like Hollywood.
Oh, now, this is interesting. It's a floating restaurant. We often used to go there.
Fancy.
What's that thing on the left? Oh, that's my thumb.
It's upside down.
Sorry. Oops, finger trouble. Sort it out.
Best one yet.
Steady. Get it in. Ah, that's better. Now, Chang High Street. Not High Street like down the road. H-I. Hi, you see?
Hi.
Chinese. Of course, all sorts down there. Well, it's out of bounds for us, not like, because it's the district where,
full of Eastern promise.
What's your name? It's not far wrong, mind you. I think that's all the town, Mike. I wish I'd taken some more, because it was a wonderful place. The colours, you know, scenery around about. The whole place is very,
oriental.
Aye, that's right, aye. Oh, I think that's the lot, Mike.
Oh, well, thanks very much, Joe.
Right, where's the changes, my dear?
When do you go back then, George?
Oh, another 3 weeks, got a month's leave, you see.
Yes, well,
I'm sorry there's no more to show you, lad.
Oh, what a shame. We better be off then, Bob.
At least I don't think so.
Oh, we can't be out till another day.
Ah, hang on, there's all these. The ones with me and all the shot. I forgot about.
Well, just put the check
out. Now, this is me on the assault court.
Oh, I needed that. Monday night, and stuck in the house with Cecil B. DeMille.
It's a bit rude leaving like that, though.
Aye, maybe, but I wasn't going to sit through his 3 months' basic training.
Right, he's filled out a bit. Army's changed him.
One thing hasn't changed. He still fancies our Audrey.
Aye, well, I was surprised when he found out she was pregnant.
He was even more surprised to find out she was married. The Army are open to forget.
Aye, I reckon the Army's done things for him.
Aye, it's taught him how to cook. He'll always be able to get a job in a Wimby bar when he comes out. That's what amazes me about forces.
What do you mean?
Well, you go in one thing and you come out as another. I mean, who decided that George Murray should be a cook? He's a corporal cook. Now, what was he before he went in?
A plasterer.
Exactly.
Still, I suppose it comes in handy when you're buttering bread.
I mean, if I was to go in, or you for that matter, God knows what would happen. I'm a qualified electrician. Serve me time. I'd probably end up in the intelligence corps.
They're not that stupid.
Hey, look, he's our soldier of the 60s.
I'm
Oh, George, I'm in the chair.
Hey, you're all right. I'm flush. I get £13 a week, all fans. Drew 60 quid come home on leave, you know, plus my rations allowance.
Oh, well, but your rations allowance you're spending, I'll have a pint of special, a large scotch, and pie.
Doesn't change much, has he? 2 hours in and a lager.
Oh, lavish, lavish.
We were just saying, George, how you've changed.
Aye, well, you're bound to, aren't you? New way of life, I mean, the education itself is bound to broaden you. Broaden your
horizons?
Aye, that's right. Aye, that's what I firmly maintain. Bound to broaden the horizons.
Aye. Oh, thanks.
Here we are. What is it you like best about the forces then, George? Well, Bob, I would say the change from one day to the next. The variety of life. Never know what you'll be doing. Every day is different.
Especially in your job. One day Irish stew, next day tripe and onions.
Fish cake, Fridays.
No, we're joking apart, lads. It's an ever-changing pattern. It's a challenge.
Oh, come on, George. The caving corps, not the OSS, is it? Danger lurking behind every ladle.
We're there, front line. An army marches on its stomach.
Maybe, but it's not exactly a sand of Iwo Jima, is it?
Yeah, I've never seen John Wayne in a chef's hat.
You don't have to be the infantry, you know. There's an element of danger in every branch of the forces.
I can see that. Frying those eggs, all that fat right in your face. Looks very nasty, that.
Now, seriously, Gary, tell me this. When an army hits the beach and consolidates its position, you know, digs in, what's the first thing it establishes?
The latrines.
Well, after that, the cookhouse. So we're there, we're right there with them.
Well, I don't know about being a cook, George, but I will say getting abroad's got something to be said for it.
Especially to get a place like he did. Hong Kong.
Oh, I was definitely lucky there. Yeah, I didn't show you, Mam and Audrey, every day.
Dan, cringe. Let's see, man, that's not you, is it? The one in the middle?
Well, I bet that wasn't taken in the nappy.
Right, but my life's gone on for life.
Hey, come on, let's have it. Here, there's all sorts of things to do here, you know.
I can see that.
Well, that's why I can't wait to get back. I mean, what is there around here? Nothing. There's the pubs and the clubs. Most of them shut at 11. Pictures, the odd dance, what that's worth.
Oh, no, you're wrong there, George. There's been a lot of changes since you left. There's plenty to do for everybody. Anything you care to mention. This place is as good as anywhere.
Well, I hope you're right, because I'm taking a bed out soon. Oh, look at that.
Sure.
See you.
Sure, George. What are you
going
to do then?
Do? Might as well go and watch television. Nothing else to do on a Monday.
Ah, well, he's obviously enjoying himself. He's got a cushy number.
Oh, I remember him.
Oh, no.
Ah, it's a hard tree, that's fluffy. No.
He used to be a plaster.
I got plastered with a couple of times and all that. 3-5.
Dear me!
Where did you get that one? Come on,
let's play game and take
it. Oh, that's not again, Crowe. Well, that's my limit. I'll have to get some fire.
Well, get me some money, turn it on me.
Oh, this always happens. I'm not a messenger, boy.
He's a bad loser.
Jack?
Huh?
You were in the army, weren't you?
I did 3 years. Yeah, I went in as national service and did the extra year for the money. 51, I think it was.
Did you like it?
Yeah, all right. In fact, I had a good time. I got abroad, you know, in Malaya.
Did you? What was it like there?
Well, it was very nasty at the time. It, we were having all that trouble with the terrorists, you know.
Must have been very dodgy.
Oh, I were all right. Stars HQ, Kuala Lumpur. I had a marvellous time. Anyhow, why is it interesting?
Oh, it's just a thought, you know. It's just an idea. I mean, I tried promotion here in the drawing office. That didn't work out. It just might be a way of getting out of the rut, that's all.
You could do a lot worse.
Oh, I'd like to see a bit of the world. Especially the Far East. I've always wanted to go there.
It's these Eastern women he's after.
Yeah.
The Almanide beauties.
Oh, I very hard, right. I wish I'd married one.
Scrub your back in the back for you, you know.
Who are you?
Chinese women.
Well, I've always fancied Chinese women. They're beautiful, aren't they?
Aren't they?
Well, some of them. Did you see that one in the Miss World thing last year? Miss Korea. Fabulous. Fantastic.
Blogani once married a Chinese bird.
Oh, how did he get on?
She left him.
Name any sport. You'll find it in the army. You'll find opportunities for every kind of job as well, if you've got the qualities the army needs. John Kirkman joined the army as a junior entrant at 15. Today he's a corporal. He's got on fast.
Dad was in the army. I've still got his bayonet.
Are you serious about all this, then, Bob?
No, of course he's not.
You never know. It's certainly worth going into.
Well, if you do go in, I wish you'd take him with you.
Me? Not a chance.
Oh, that'd be lovely. That would really be lovely, having you out of town for 3 years. We could bring people home. Nice people.
Oh, you're going to make a lovely mother.
And that's another thing. My child will be away from your influence. You don't want another delinquent in the family.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll say you can go. You can join the rest of the fleet retreat.
Hey, watch it. Anyway, they'd never find a uniform to fit you. Wiry.
Ah, good manage.
You're the only person I know that has to run around in the shower to get wet.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If I went in, it wouldn't be the army.
Why not?
Well, suppose it was the last war. What would you rather have been in?
Well, the army. You stand a better chance in the army. I like to keep my feet on the ground.
Oh, not me. The Air Force every time. There's a few of you in a bomber. Live over to Germany, bomb one or two cities, then back to the mess. Bacon, eggs, sandwiches, a sing-song, much better. And the women.
I may not be coming back, darling. So would you mind getting them down?
We never heard Al, though, did we? No, if that's what you're talking about, the army's still the best. What about liberating a town, eh? Riding in your tank. You're up there. France, Italy. All the girls, all the cheering, the flowers. All the young ladies all grateful to be free.
Uncle Stan was in the RAFC.
Now, you know what that stands for, don't you? Run away, somebody's coming.
I'll probably be in the remit.
Who what is?
The Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers.
Bob, you're not really serious.
Well, yes I am. I've been thinking a lot recently about the future and, well, about what my life amounts to round here.
I've got nothing to lose by being in the army and lots to gain. What's 3 years our age? Let's face it, a Works Holiday Fund isn't going to get me as far as Hong Kong and wherever they go, is it? I've always wanted to see places like that. I've never been east of Scarborough. A good life. Sports and swimming and gliding and that.
Found the chambers.
Pardon?
Thelma Chambers. It all boils down to Thelma Chambers.
You never liked Thelma, did you? Got nothing to do with her?
Of course it has, just because she gave you the push.
She did not give me the push, she did not give me the push.
Oh, yes, she did, and you've been hoping round ever since. Just because she's going out with Big Potter.
Yeah, I don't know what she sees in him. Spotty Potter.
Well, if you're going to get all dramatic about it, you may as well go to the old rogue.
What do you mean?
Join the Legion, man. The last patrol. Bull Ferris.
If that's your attitude, I'm off. I want to get an early night anyway.
I'll see you in the morning, then. Hey, Valley.
Oh, is he gone? I've been making some coffee.
Aye, back to the barracks. We've got to be in by 10, you know.
It's funny if he did go in, though.
He won't go through with it. He never does.
I wouldn't be so sure. And I wouldn't take Bob so much for granted either. He can get very stubborn, and he will if he keeps taking the mickey.
Yeah.
Listen, who's missing most if he did go in? You. You'd miss him something terrible.
No, well, of course I would, but I ask you, is it likely?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I would very. Believe me, I know him. The last thing in the world he'd ever do.
Ah, come on, Tim. It's only you now.
Oh, I still think he's mad.
Ah, never mind that. Come on.
He'll miss him, you know. He'll miss us. He'll soon see. Hey, have you done the fitters?
Yeah, I've been round the old factory. Everybody's been very generous. Do you know I've got five bob off my hardacre?
He must have been in a coma.
What are we going to give him? We haven't decided yet.
Well, somebody suggested a pen and pencil set.
No, he'd lose it. He always loses things like that.
Hey, well, you know what I was thinking? One of them little radios.
A transistor? There won't be enough in there for that.
Hey, tell you what's a good idea. Always think you can't beat a canteen of cutlery.
He's not getting married.
Besides, the army gives you one, all of your own. A knife, fork, spoon and a china mug.
What about it? Electric razor.
He's got one.
Oh, well,
an alarm clock. Now, that's a useful present.
Oh, they've got their own system, Cluffy. No, I think he'd probably prefer the cash, and he can buy whatever he likes.
Oh, you can't do that, Terry.
No, no, no. what did Darby say then, Bob?
Oh, he was very decent. He, said there'd always be a job here if I wanted one. He wished me the best of luck.
Oh, good.
Right, well, get me locker cleaned out.
Aye.
Right, that's it then. Oh, what's this? A ham sandwich. Anybody hungry?
Oh, dear.
Well, that's it apart from the girls. Who wants Claudia Cardinale?
Oh, here. You know, if you played your cards right, darling, you could have me.
Julie Christie.
Oh, all right, took her over.
Hey, I want that big girl. There she got undressed.
There you are, Fluffy. You won't get any work out of him anymore. All right, well, that's it then. Oh, step to me, mirror. Well, I'll be off then. I don't suppose anybody will mind if I knock off half an hour early today, eh? Got a lot to do, packing and that. Well, I'll be off then. I'll see you all tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mind you, Black, my wasn't going to stand in Bob's way. No, he's always had a mind of his own ever since he's been a little lad. Well, this is sufficient.
Oh, I think you're quite right. They need to do as they like nowadays.
Aye, and there's so much more opportunity now.
Not like our day. Mind, you'll be a big miss, do you?
Yeah, I know he will. Still, I'll soon get used to it. And in a little while, the war is about.
Audrey, get Mrs. Ferris an origin and some.
And if he's still being with us, his dad would have been right proud. Not so much panic this time, Audrey.
They're going to put in for it, you see. They go in front of your CO, and he says, what, so you want to go abroad, eh? And you say, yes, sir. So then he gives you four alternatives. So, and on this form, it gives you three choices in order of preference. Well, with my lot, there were some fabulous places to go, so I put Washington, Oslo, Paris, in that order.
Washington, where did you get?
Catherick.
So, there's a good chance these days you'll get to Germany. Germany's all right, you know, Hamburg and the, what do we call it?
Family favourite.
Yeah.
Oh, I will. Well, here in Cologne, it's raining, but we hope it'll clear up later. And anyway, it's better than it was last week.
Hello, it's bloody crazy.
And we've got a request for Ave Maria.
Aye, they always have that.
And it's for Private Bob Ferris and a 14-foot mouth.
Hey, we just said Bob a family favourite.
So I ordered it. Bumper Bundle.
My mates used to leave bumper bundles all over the place.
Hey, that reminds me, we've got a little bundle here for you, Bob. Now then, you ladies all right for drinks?
Come on, straight.
Well, Bob, all the lads at work chipped in when they heard you were leaving. Even Terry. And, well, we didn't know what to get you, see. But anyway, when you're a brigadier at the War Office...
Yeah, that'll be the day.
You can look at this and remember the life tour. Here you are, Bob. All the very best.
Come on, Bob.
Come on, Bob.
All right, well, thank you very much, Jack. Please thank all the lads at work for me. That's all.
Anyhow, everyone, all the very best to Bob.
I had everything packed and
all right.
Wasn't a bad night, really.
No.
You still seem quite sober.
Well, I'd tell you to drink, Mike, but it didn't seem to have any effect tonight.
Affected me mother, all right.
Yeah. I never knew she could juggle.
Yeah. Sort of a party piece of hers.
Always with brown elbows.
Usually. It was only that bloke sneezing that put her off. Well, that's it then. Bad I've forgotten something, of course.
Hello, Bob. I thought you might like this.
Oh, Terry, you only got that last Christmas.
Yeah, I know, but I don't use it much. I thought you'd find more useful in the army, you know.
It's very nice of you, mate.
Or it needs a new battery.
But, still...
And what time do you train?
9:40.
Well, I'd see you off, but, you know, work.
Sure. Anyway, my mother will want to come.
Aye. Well, when are you be back next year?
Oh, they give you a weekend off at the end of your basic training.
Oh, in a few weeks' time, then?
Yeah. So have some good times on my TV.
Aye. Unless you've got a ride, of course.
Yeah. Still, I'll probably end up in Catterick. Home every weekend, then. Same as ever, eh?
Aye. Well, I'd better be off, eh?
Aye, I'll see you at the door.
Well, have a good time, Bob. You know, I hope you enjoy yourself and don't regret it, and well, have a good time.
You and old Terry. I wish you were coming with us.
Well, you and me together wouldn't be fair to the army.
No.
All the best, kiddo.
Yeah. Have you heard from him yet, then?
What? Heard from whom?
Bob.
No, I've not. He's only been gone 3 days.
Well, you went down to the snooker club last night. Exhibition.
No, I wanted to watch a documentary on television. Very good it was, and all.
You'll be down on Friday night, don't you? I mean, you've never missed a Friday night.
No, I won't. I've come to take our order to the clinic.
Huh? You've gone to the canteen, or have you brought sandwiches?
Oh, how am I supposed to get any work done here with all this chat going on? No, I'm not going to the canteen, I'm having sandwiches here. Two sandwiches, as a matter of fact. One of cheese and chutney, and one of cold pork and piccalilli. Red is brown American slice, and I prefer butter to marge because I can tell the difference.
Well,
Excuse me. Is this the maintenance shop?
What does it look like? The stock exchange?
Stock exchange?
Yes, it's the maintenance shop.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
What's it to you anyway?
Oh, I'm Ferris's replacement.
God help us all.
Very good, really. There's always at least three choices.
Oh.
I'm lucky because there's a good set of lads in my village. One of them was the Midlands Bantamweight champion. And another my father's one of the weathermen on television.
Yeah, what drew that in? That happens to be addressed to me.
Well, we were just interested.
Yeah, nothing sacred in this house.
This camp is for what they call documentation. We got our kit today and the shirt tickled. There's another medical tomorrow when we get jabbed, which I won't enjoy very much. No one's allowed out of camp yet, but in any case, we're too tired to feel like doing much. Most nights, the lads and me go to the nappy and play darts and talk about... sex. I will write again soon when I have some more news. How are you getting on with Angela Dimmesdale? Blakey once told me that she... How are Audrey and your mother? Please give them my love. All the best. Cheers, Bob. P.S. I put a new battery in that transistor, but it doesn't seem to have made any difference. Ah, bless him.
Oh, he writes a nice letter, does Bob?
Oh, but he's getting on. I mean, he's doing so well. And what about being picked to play football for, who was it?
For Result.
That's right, against, for,
against another result. It's hardly the World Cup, though, is it?
Darkness. He's enjoying himself. I think he's doing very well.
He'll be argument by Christmas.
Well, that's typical of you. You just resented what he's doing. You didn't think he'd enjoy it, and he is. I mean, he wanted to make the break, and he has. At least he's done something instead of just talking about it all the time like you do. All credit to his elbow.
Gumption. That's what he's got.
Ah, that's all.
Oh, I see. It's the old family now, is it? Right. I've finished this in my room.
Mr. Herbert Salkin, you've been rude and unpleasant for the last week.
Well done.
Oh, don't be too hard on him, Audrey. He doesn't say so, but you can tell he misses Don. I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, he'll have to make up his mind soon, because we can't go on like this.
Will this Major York definitely be at his camp?
Oh, yeah, for 3 months. He'll be a couple of intakes ahead of me, that's all. Just a question of getting posted somewhere together.
Where do you want to go?
Oh, Hong Kong, I should think. Somewhere like that. Or Washington, Oslo.
Yeah, nice.
That's what appeals to me about the army. I mean, I'd never get to Hong Kong on the World Solidarity Fund, would I?
Yeah, no, that's what I thought.
No, you've got everything to gain in the army. And after all, what's 3 years at our age?
I've signed on for 22.
Right, this way for rebate.
Bob!
How are you, man?
Fine.
And what are you doing here? You're going to visit us?
What a thing to do.
I haven't come to visit you.
What?
I haven't come to visit you. If you can't lick them, join them. I'm in. I'm in the Remy with you. What's the matter?
You've signed on.
3 years, yeah. Where are you going? What's this?
I'm going home.
Are you already?
No, I've been discharged.
What?
Flat feet.
You're doing this to me?
So I'm going home. My train leaves in 2 minutes.
Look, Bob.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry? 3 bloody years.
Come on.